What are the major changes in the immigration law in the last years in Britain?
Well, there have been four major immigration bills in the UK in the last 10 years, and each one has got harsher and harsher. And certainly the increase in detention has made life a lot harder for people attempting to claim asylum in the UK. But the major piece of, if you like, legislation which was enforced last year was to stop all asylum seekers working. So no asylum seeker has been able to work since February of last year while their claim is being heard. And that also causes great hardship, because a lot of asylum seekers, it's quite easy for them to find work and support themselves, but they're no longer allowed to do that.
In politics, in the last years in Europe, especially in Portugal, Denmark, France and Italy, there has been a move to the right. How was the right to claim asylum influenced?
The major effect we have felt over the last couple of years is that many political parties are finding that if they propose very, very strict immigration bills, it gets them votes. And we think this has been reflected right across the European Union. And each country is toughening up its asylum laws. And as one country makes one set of laws, other countries tend to follow suit. Certainly, we find that this has been a trend over the last few years.
What role does the media play?
It can make asylum seekers a very, very easy target. If the media is screaming for the blood of asylum seekers, which certainly papers like the Daily Mail in the UK are, and this is reflected in one of our other popular Sunday newspapers, the Sunday People, this certainly affects the way people perceive asylum seekers. The media does have an effect on what people think and on what they do. And certainly we feel that the way the media has been vilifying asylum seekers has certainly led to an increase against asylum seekers and an increase in racism against settled refugees.